Indianola defeats DCG 62-34. We're joined by senior Bennett Brick. And Bennett, slow start for the Indians coming in. What wasn't working offensively in that first quarter and a half that you guys turned it right around?
Yeah, I just think we weren't getting the ball to the middle very much. You know, our defense wasn't, like Coach said, play violent today, and we just needed to, we weren't doing that much in the first quarter, and we needed to do that a little bit more in the second, and we turned it off.
Well, talk about the mentality on this team. Trailing 18-11, not much going right, kind of maybe missing a couple defensive assignments in that first quarter and a half, but then, again, to just kind of turn it around, never lose focus. Is that what this team's strength is?
Yeah, that's really our culture. We've built the culture that, like, we're going to come back, and we've never given up, no matter what the score is, and that's helped us in a bunch of games. We got to start getting that right off the bat and not waiting until the second quarter.
Ending the game on a 51-16 run, holding DCG, who averages about 60 points a game, to 34. What was working on defense, especially in that basically second half, just holding them to just, I think, about 7 baskets?
Yeah, like I said, it's just Coach said play violent, and that's what we were doing. We turned up the aggressiveness and just pressured them, and they couldn't do anything to, like, Drew got a couple steals that helped us, and we just rode that all the way through to the victory.
Speaking of, Drew goes out, and the team doesn't really miss a beat. Talk about that kind of stretch for this Indianola team. What did that mean to you guys to be able to have everyone step up when necessary and know that when your number's called, you guys can show up? Do you think that added a lot of confidence to this squad?
I mean, yeah. I mean, we've had the same mentality even without Drew. I mean, he's just another piece to the puzzle. That's all we needed. And really, without him, we were a good team, but with him, we're a great team. And having him on our team just exceeds everything. So
I know what Coach Ebling says on this team is everyone knows their role, and that role can change sometimes. What do you view your role as on this team?
Yeah, at the beginning of the season, I thought I was going to be more of a shooter, you know. That's been my mentality my entire basketball career, but I've really turned into just like a defensive guy and got to do the dirty stuff, and I'm fine with that as long as we come out with a W.
Do you think the whole team is kind of fine with their roles, and that's, again, another big strength of this team?
Our team chemistry is unlike anybody else's, I think, because we've been playing for so long together, and just, I think our team just, yeah, we've been playing together for so long. It's, everybody knows their role, and we just go together really well.
What kind of advantages does that give you? Is it maybe some offensive passing? Is it defensive communication? You guys have just, it's not often you see a class this big that's played together for this long. Mm-hmm. How does that afford you advantages on the court?
I think, yeah, it's not that we, like, know what we're going to do or anything. It's just we've been playing together for so long. We pick up some things, like, from each other, and we help each other out, and that really helps us in the grand scheme of things. And afterwards, you know, we'll always get together, go to the Cracker Barrel or something after a game or something. So,
all right. Clinch a share of the conference title tonight, but you can go out and win it outright with one of these next two games. What do you want to see out of the Indians at Pella and Pella Christian next week?
I mean, yeah, we're not content. We're not satisfied or anything. We got the same mentality every week. We got to go get a W, want to know every week, every game. So,
all right,
come out and do that.
Thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate it, and congrats on the win.
Yep.
We'll have more after this on 94.3 KNIA. Head coach Jeff Ebling joining us for post-game coverage.